This is an English recording of the story of a young woman with low vision in Taiwan, Lin Fangyo. The story. I have lived twice in my life. The first time is before my 20th birthday, and the second time is now. This is the fourth year of my second life. I can say I am 24 years old, or I am only a 4-year-old girl. The biggest difference in my life is that my parents accompanied me in my first life. However, I explore this world by myself now. Lin Fangyo. I am Lin Fangyo. I'm a lecturer of life education. I'll share my experiences at school. I'm a singer, too. I'll perform in company for celebration and banquet. As an artist, I'll create my own works. I graduated from the Department of Industrial Design in college. I lost my eyesight after I was reborn. I can't see anything through my right eye. And I can only see the range of the size of a palm through the left one. I have about 20/200 vision. When I couldn't see anything, I asked myself, one day if I lose my professional skills, the ability to design, what else do I have? At that time, one answer hit me. That is, I can talk, and I love to communicate with others. After I knew what I really wanted, I started to seek for the jobs and the courses related to my interests. For example, I attended speech contest and enrolled in acting, piano, and composing courses. During these years, I made many friends and determined to pursue my dream of becoming a lecturer. As a lecturer of life education, I think the biggest obstacle for me is to deliver the first speech in my life. Why? Because nobody knew me. I feel that I need to make others know who I am. Thus, I spent a year creating my own blog. During that time, I participated in many competitions and programs to enrich my life. After I placed what I experienced on my blog, more and more people appreciated my efforts to become a lecturer. On the other hand, don't be confined to the limited resources. In fact, you can create opportunity on your own by recommending yourself and exploring the unknown world. With these two beliefs, I made my first speech. In my opinion, the major reason that I'm competent at this job is that I know what I want, which is very important. Next, the second reason is my perseverance and attitude. Though I'm visually impaired, I still can see. There is no reason for me to say I can't do it. Doing this job, I love to get along with the crowd. Many people will ask whether I encounter many problems. I'll say yes. However, this adversity doesn't limit my determination to do this job. Since I enjoy overcoming those problems, I feel happy at that moment. Sincerity is the most important thing. for becoming a lecturer of life education. You have to know, if you devote yourself in your speech, the audience can feel your sincerity. Furthermore, both good and bad experiences can be shared in the speech. All of us have experienced failure in our lives. It's more important to share how you overcame those difficulties. And that is the most meaningful and valuable part in the entire speech. So long as your goal is clear, you can embrace your incredible life. Because you don't know whom you will meet at the next moment. Maybe your problems will be solved eventually. I'm Lin Fangyo from Taiwan. I'm a lecturer of life education, an artist, and a singer.